With more to explore, the next phase of the University of Michigan Museum of Natural History opens to the public Sunday, November 10th. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Museum Director Amy Harris to talk about what we can look forward to seeing. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Lisa.
I'm being told don't expect a bag of old bones. Is that what you're saying?
That's for sure. Our new exhibits are really dynamite, and they're definitely not a bag of old bones.
What can we look forward to seeing?
Well, we have three new really spectacular exhibits. We opened half the museum back in April of this year, and now we're opening the rest of the exhibits. One of them is Exploring Michigan, and it's a journey through Michigan's geologic formations and ecosystems. So we're looking at prehistoric life and geology, but also we have some brand new life-size dioramas of Michigan ecosystems, and they're just gorgeous. There's also an urban critters area that's for the youngest visitors, for the preschool set, with a lot of things to touch and explore.
Is that part of the Michigan display, or is that a separate?
Yeah, urban critters.
Oh,
so
boy.
People have wildlife in their backyards, and we want our youngest visitors to see things that they recognize from their own yards.
The Michigan history sounds great. Will there be rocks? You know, I'm obsessed with Petoskey stones and how you can hold one in your hand and feel thousands of years of history.
That's right. We've got the most beautiful prehistoric fossils from Michigan in this display. And they're in beautiful new jewel box style display cases. I think people will be really amazed to see how lovely they are. And there's a 13-foot tall hand-drawn map of Michigan in the style of a 1950s classic postcard. It has a lot of really fun elements to it, some jokes that people can discover. There's some other interactives, like a display where you can spin elements to create your own personal mosaic of what Michigan means to you. There's also a field station where you can learn about how scientists evaluate water quality. So there's really a lot to do in that Michigan gallery. It's an interdisciplinary and really beautiful space. One of the other galleries among these three large new ones is called Under the Microscope, and it's completely new territory for our museum. We're looking at the tiniest scale of biology, literally under the microscope. So we're looking at cells, at DNA, at organ systems, and developmental biology. And all of those things are too small to see with the naked eye. So we had to get really creative to make those topics accessible. And this gallery will really knock your socks off when you see it.
Like what kind of things will we be looking at?
Well, for starters, when you walk in, the space is filled with glowing shapes that look kind of like cells. So they're meant to suggest cells. They change color. And in the center of the room, there's a giant walk-in cell. There are a lot of things that you can do. There are puzzle-like activities where you can assemble a hemoglobin molecule, where you can learn how DNA goes together, and some touchscreen interactives. For example, there's one called Lick a Rat, and that's about nature versus nurture in rats. There are also museum-quality microscopes where people can look at what's under a microscope, and it's actually displayed on a screen so everybody in the group can look at it together. There's also a fun element that a lot of our local longtime visitors might remember. Tam is the transparent anatomical mannequin. She was on display at the old museum. The museum acquired her in 1964 for $10,000, which was a lot of money back then, and she's making a reappearance. You press buttons and her organ systems light up.
So that is something you're bringing over from the original space?
Exactly. The third large gallery is called People and the Planet. And we're looking there at how humans affect the natural world and how the environment and available resources can help to shape human culture. And that's also where the bristly mammoth will be. A lot of our listeners will remember that just back in 2015, a mammoth was found in Chelsea, Michigan, just
right.
15 miles west.
Yeah.
And so we've brought that display over from the old museum. It's reconfigured a little bit to fit in the new space because we had already designed this gallery when the mammoth was found. So we had to make some quick changes to our layout and make sure that it would be on display again.
How much of it will we be seeing? Is it a skeleton or is there more to it?
It's primarily the skull, and now there are both tusks, and it's incredible when you see it. The tusks are enormous. They're casts of the tusks, but they're exact replicas. The real tusks are too fragile to put on display at this point. And there are a few other elements. There's also a video that shows the excavation that's pretty incredible to see it's being lifted out of the ground. It's an amazing story. And so all together in those three galleries, there are more than two dozen interactive games and activities for people to do from toddler age all the way up to adults. So it's really stunning visually and also really a lot of fun to be in these new spaces.
So phase two of the University of Michigan Museum of Natural History opening to the public on November 10th. Is there a phase three or will you be done, Amy?
There is no phase three, but then we'll be a normal museum. And as you probably know, museums are never finished. So we'll continue to be changing things. And we have intentionally designed in reasons and schedules for changing out the content. There's one other pair of experiences that I'd really like to tell you about. These are called Investigate Labs. They're hands-on public labs where visitors will be able to go in and do science. We're super excited about these. Each one is adjacent to the gallery with content related to its topic. So there's one that's called the Micro Worlds Investigate Lab, and it's next to Under the Microscope. It's a space where people will use microscopes. They may do a DNA extraction. They'll use the same tools that scientists use. School groups can reserve and come and do a program guided by our staff. But whenever the space is not being used by a group, it'll be open for any visitor to walk in. The other Investigate Lab is called the Nature Lab. And there we're focused on collections-based research as well as citizen science and field research. It's chock full of specimens to look at. There are drawers you can open and look at objects on display. There are a lot of things to touch. These are fantastic new spaces that we think people will really love.
So much to see, so much to learn, and Amy Harris is the museum director for the University of Michigan Museum of Natural History. And we'll put some pictures on our webpage with this interview so people can see some of what you've been talking about. And thank you so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU. Best of luck with the phase two opening of the museum.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I hope to see you and all your listeners at the museum sometime soon.